Hi, hello, mabuhay. This is Icon of Wannabe Her speaking, and welcome back to another episode. For tonight's episode, I'm going to talk about something that is already existing for quite some time, an issue that has been existing for quite some time, but in general, the root cause of this issue has been pre-existing from the very beginning of time. And before I officially begin with the episode for tonight, I would just like to give a quick heads up that it's currently raining right now, and I know that it is not a good time to actually record a podcast or an episode for the podcast, but I really wanted to release an episode tonight, even with all the ambient noises existing in the background. But yeah, I pushed through, and I want to apologize if the audio quality is bad. Actually, I had a microphone right now, and I don't know if it's really working. I hope it is working, and I hope that it is making a change when it comes to the audio quality. But in case it doesn't, well, I apologize again. And I appreciate you for staying with me in this podcast or in this episode, even with all the ambient noises and all the bad quality going on. So yeah, let's begin. For tonight, I'm going to talk about the rape culture in the Philippines. This issue has been hot in social media for quite some time. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago when a post suddenly blew in social media. Actually, there's a lot of posts that blew in social media about women being blamed for being raped because of the way they dress. And that is an issue that I really want to address and talk about, because I want to enlighten people, or men, or basically all people who feel like the blame should be put on the victim because of the way they dress. Okay, I am fully aware that we all have different modes of expression, right? Some feel free, or some express themselves through their art. Some express themselves through music. Some express themselves through dancing. Some express themselves through the way they dress, through makeup, through fashion. There's a lot of things that people use to express themselves, and it's just frustrating how a single mode of expression, or actually a right itself, is being blamed to why a crime happened. Okay. Sobrang gasgas na kasi dito, guys, di ba? I'm sure we have all been tenured in this thought since we were young, that we should not wear sexy clothes or revealing clothes because bastusin, or it catches attention of those people or strangers who actually have bad intentions. And yun yung kinalakihan nating thought, eh. We were really tenured or thought na you should not wear this way because it's not appropriate, or because it's bastusin, basically. And I'm gonna be honest, when I was younger, as in elementary, you know, I believe in the thought because I was born and raised in a very strict Catholic family. So I was not really used to wearing clothes that show so much skin. But growing up, as I grew older, I've realized that even if I'm not that person who practically wears clothes like that, it doesn't mean that I condemn people who wear or do so. But it's because it's not really my type or my taste, I would say. I've mentioned this in my previous episode where I talk about my insecurity, and I've also mentioned there that wearing clothes that shows a lot of skin are not really my preference, because I really like loose shirts or men's shirt. So going back, from the very beginning of time hanggang ngayon naman, sinisisi pa rin ang mga babae for all the things happening to her because of the way they dress. You get caught cold in the street, sinisihin ka kasi maiksi yung shorts mo. na-rape ka sa daan, nabastos ka sa daan, nanakawang ka sa daan, na-hold up ka sa daan, sisihin ka kasi gabi ka umuwi. Bawal ka uminom, bawal ka manigarilyo. Ang daming bawal actually kapag babae ka. Parang ang daming ipinupunto sa'yo ng society na hindi mo dapat gawin just because babae ka. And isn't that so unfair on our part na why are we restricted to do such things when basically it's not our fault that we are born with it, right? And why is it prohibited to do such acts for women like us? When in fact, those acts are just okay for the opposite sex, aka the men. I mean, pag ang lalaki uminom, nanigarilyo, uminang kabe, okay lang. Kasi lalaki, and they could practically protect themselves, as they say. Kumbaga, if there's a villain on the way or along the way, they could just, you know, makipagsuntukan or makapagbugbugan or basically defend themselves. Kasi lalaki sila, and there is this belief that kapag babae, you can protect yourself. Kasi babae ka, mahina ka, hindi ko kayang lumaban po pala or whatsoever. And isn't that a thought just so frustrating on our end na why are we restricted or limited to certain things because of our sex or our gender? So it's something that I want to talk about because I want to open the minds of those people who are up to this day. Who are up to this day na naniniwala pa din or still pushing that thought na kasalanan ng babae lahat ng nangyayari sa kanya. I mean, someone, a girl, practically could wear spaghetti straps, shorts, and go have fun on a night with her friends and get drunk and all shit like that. Pero at the end of the night, if something happened to her, why will she get blamed for doing so? I mean, I don't think that anyone would wish or anticipated the fact or even wanted the fact that something bad would happen to her at the end of the night. After a party night, let's say. Feeling ko kasi, ang dami pa rin mga lalaki sa ngayon na naniniwala sa ganun pa. Na pinagbabawalan yung girlfriends nila to wear something revealing or whatsoever because mababastos. And I understand the care of those men who believe in that principle. I mean, I really do. I really, really do understand that thought. But then, if you're not gonna break the stigma and if we keep on adjusting for those predators, then nothing would happen. Kasi, parang basically, they just get tolerated eh. Basically, walang pumapalag sa mga taong ito. That's why they keep on doing it. And I know, I'm fully aware of the fact that a huge percentage of people in our country or even all over the world are not ready for this conversation because they would still say na the predators are everywhere and the least we can do is not to give them the chance to prey on us. And I know that, I am fully aware of that, but then again, kung hindi kasi natin babaliin yung stigma na yon or yung practice na yon, nothing would actually happen. I mean, someone could wear all the kinds of clothes that would actually protect her and cover her and still she get raped. Some could actually be fully covered and still she get raped. Some could actually be just passing by along the road and still get catcalled. And that is so freaking frustrating kasi you're just basically living your life, you just wanted to go home safe, and then something bad would happen to you just because someone can't control his freaking libido. And that is something that we should learn, actually, guys. I mean, wala namang, hindi dapat kasi pinuput ang blame sa isang tao. Actually, hindi lang ang babae ang na-rape, di ba? Meron din namang mga lalaking na-rape. And it's not right for us to put the blame on the victims. Kasi these victims, kaya nga sila victims eh, they never see this coming and they did not ask for this. And yet, why are we still giving them that extra burden by simply blaming them for what happened? So what's the key? What's the key point of this? We should teach people, our friends, our community, or those people that we know about this practice, that we should not put the blame, every single blame, to the victims and tell them that what happened to them is something that they deserve because of the way they dress. People should be allowed to wear anything they want and not be judged just because of a single piece of clothing. Hindi naman kikilala ng isang tao ang buong pagkatao ng isa pang tao dahil lang sa kanyang kasuotan. Sabi ko nga, actually, this is something that I have learned from my college friend, Kim, if you're listening. This is something that I really, really learned from him, and it's something that I'm gonna take with my life for the rest of my life, and would actually preach about this to a lot of people as much as I can. Wala sa damit ang sukatan ng pagiging decent. Kasi nga, there are actually people who dress so fine, and yet they have a lot of, they did a lot of crimes already. They are plunderers, they are murderers, they are corrupts, they are fascists, they are dictators. They could be a lot of person. There could be a lot of criminalities hiding in a single piece of clothing. So you can't say that a person is decent when he or she is wearing the decent clothes you thought is actually decent. Kasi, bakit? Society would tell that a person is decent when he is wearing corporate attires, right? But nandun lang ba lahat yon? Are we really sure that these people are actually decent people? Even the magnanakaw, diba? Even the robbers, they could be wearing all suits and tie, and yet they are robbers. So the point being is that wala sa damit ang pagiging decente ng isang tao, and it's something that we should be fully aware of. That is something that we should know, and that is something that we should tell people as much as we can. Kasi other men or other people in general are getting judged in a bad way just because of the clothes that they are wearing. Bakit? If you are not born in a rich family, you would not have the capacity to buy such grand clothes, right? You wouldn't have the money to purchase these clothes as the society states. But then, that doesn't make you less of a person. That doesn't give the other people the right to judge you just because of the way you wear your clothing. And same goes with girls. You can't basically judge a girl just because of the way she dresses. I have a lot of friends who wear clothes that shows a lot of skin, and yet people do not condemn them or judge them just because they do so. Because if that is what makes them feel confident, why are you taking that away? You don't have the right to take that away, because it's their mode of expression. It's their freedom, actually, to actually dress the way they want. And dressing the way you want should not be a reason for anybody else to accuse you, hurt you, blame you, rape you, or do anything bad about you. So basically, don't tell people, dictate people, mandate people to dress a certain way just because you feel like this is what a decent woman should wear. Sabi ko nga, diba, the root cause of this issue has been existing since the very beginning of time, for quite some time. Even in ages when women are wearing long dresses, they're fully covered with all the clothes, they still get raped, they still get slut shame, they still experience the same shit people or the women today are experiencing. And isn't that something that we shouldn't be bothered about? Kasi isipin mo, this has been existing for centuries already. It's like a tradition already for the predators. And we are fully aware how hard it is to break a fucking tradition. So, why not make the initiative to make a difference? I mean, you may not be able to change the world or the men or the people as fast as we want them to change. But maybe taking the initiative to talk about issues like this would actually help, right? I mean, especially our parents, diba? Our parents are, sila yung pinaka-tenured sa ganitong mindset eh, diba? And I think that we should at least try to help them realize that it is not us who should be adjusting for the predators. There shouldn't be predators in the first place. Although I'm fully aware that there will be bad people for all our lives in general, but we should not allow these people to actually prey on us. And although it is a topic that most people would not talk about or prefer not to talk about, as in, sabihin lang sa'yo na, ito kasi yun, ito yung tama, di ba? I think we have the sole right to actually object when it's needed and put our two cents on the table and say that, hey, it doesn't work like that. It might work like that before, but today's generation is already different. And we're actually tired. We're actually tired of adjusting for all our lives. For those predators, sobrang pagod na tayong mag-adjust para sa kanila. Isipin mo, you wanted to express yourself freely by the way you dress or by whatever you do, and yet you can't do it just because there is this fear that something bad would actually happen to you by doing so. So, yeah. My take on that is actually just for us to be open about talks and topics like this, and to actually be open to change, and to actually be open to making people realize that not because they are older, they know better. I mean, hindi tayo tanga at bobo, hindi tayo nag-aral para maging mangmang lang, kaya tayo nag-aral para mamulat at matuto. And I think we have the right to really speak up about it. Because if we're not gonna talk about it, if we're just gonna keep our mouths shut and silent about it, nothing would happen. The future generation after us is gonna experience the same shit we're experiencing if we're not putting an end to this as soon as we can. And I really do hope that people would actually be open to talk about topics like this and actually make a change. And actually let more people know about things going on like this, so that we can actually put an end to things that we don't like to happen, such as rape, catcalling, slut shaming, and a lot of things. I mean, I actually don't want to blame all the men in the world for all the shit that most men are doing. I don't want to generalize them, but because of the things that are happening, which are mostly their own doing, it's getting hard. And even those innocent people are being generalized, actually. Maganda ang intention na gusto mong maging safe yung tao. Mahal mo, yung kapatid mo, hindi tama yung mama mo or whatsoever. Maganda ang intention na gusto mong manatili silang ligtas at all costs. But hindi rin naman masama ang intention na lumaban at enlighten ang mga tao na itigil lang mo dapat itigil at tanggapin ang mga bagay na dapat hindi naman pinapakilaman in the first place. Give women all the free will in the world, all the right in the world to be who they are. The same goes with men. They have all the free stuff in the world. They are free to go home day. They are free to drink and get drunk. They are free to finish packs of cigarettes without being judged for doing so. And if girls do it, you are practically branded as a cheap women already. And that is something that we should not accept. We should not accept judgments as those. Because it's practically judgment. It's not criticisms. So yeah. I know that this topic might sound sensitive or I don't know, something that people do not want to talk about often. Do not want to talk about often, but it's really an issue that we should raise and put on the table and discuss about. Because if not, again, if we do not put an end on this, the future women, all the girls, all the women who are about to leave after us are gonna experience the same labyrinth of pain and agony and discrimination. And it's something that we don't want. It's something that we do not want to happen at all cost. So yeah. I hope that you learned something in this episode. And I hope that you're able to pick a scent or two, and that you would be able to share this to your loved ones or to the people that you actually care about. There's nothing wrong with being protective with all the people you admire or all the people that you love, but then I believe that it is our right and it is actually the time to speak up about this and break the stigma and stop tolerating all the predators in the Philippines or in the community or even in your group. Actually, it's time to call them out. It's time to put an end for all the things that they thought are actually okay. So yeah, I really do hope that you learned something from me, and I really do hope that you learned something from me and that you're able to apply these things that you have learned. I know that it's hard being a girl in this kind of world wherein a lot of people are not ready for this conversation. But again, abante babae, abante babae. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and I appreciate you guys for giving your time to listen to this episode, even with all the ambient noises and all the bad qualities and all the bad thoughts happening right now all over the world. And I appreciate you guys for listening, especially those people who actually share this podcast in their social media accounts and tag me in their stories and their reposts. I appreciate you guys for helping a small person like me. And yeah, if you have more issues, topics, or things that you'd like me to discuss, feel free to do so. And I actually have a lot of things that I wanted to share with you guys, and if only I could put them all in one episode, I would. But I have a lot of thoughts, and I'm sorry for the rawness. I am recording an episode live. I do not cut my episodes or my podcast. So yeah, rest assured that quality improvement would happen in the near future, as long as I am able to have knowledge already on how to fix this microphone and all the editing softwares. But yeah, for now, thank you so much for keeping up with me. Okay, I hope that you learned something for tonight, and that you may be able to share this with your friends. Thank you so much, and stay sane. Love always. Goodbye.